As the world transforms around us, our God remains the same. I said, our God remains the same. His love never fails. His grace never falters. His power never fades. His glory never ceases. In this new year, filled with changes, set your hopes on Christ, the only one who remains unchanged. Did you hear me this morning, church? The only one that remains unchanged. Good morning. Welcome to January 1st, 2017. It's good to see each and every one of you here this morning. Some of you I ain't seen all year.
Who would that be?
Oh, man, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Where Channel 4 had reported that there was a fight outside, several fights outside the landing last night, and several people were arrested. And then even at one nightclub, there was a officer there working off duty that got run over by a man that was trying to escape with an AK-47 in his car. And when I seen all that, I said, Lord, thank you that I was in your house last night and that we were with family. And we were singing and praising about, you know, all about you, Lord.
Amen.
I was so thankful. So, anyhow, let's open up this service with a word of prayer. Pastor Buck, you want to open us up?
Do I want to open up with prayer?
Amen.
Father God, God of Abraham, God of Moses, God of Israel, we come to you this blessed day, the first day of a new year, Lord, with a grateful heart. Now, Lord, the last year's behind us, and we're reaching forward to this year, expecting great things, expecting miracles, expecting healings, expecting people to get the gospel into their heart and be born again.
Amen.
And what a privilege it is to be here this morning. God, I thank you that many years ago, on New Year's, I was always so messed up with drugs and alcohol that I couldn't function for 2 or 3 days. And you made a new man out of me, Lord, many years ago, and I thank you for that. Now, Lord, we are hungry for your presence today. We want to start the new year off right by worshiping you and praising you and being thankful. You're a wonderful God. You are the only true God. And we thank you, God, that when we receive Jesus, that you live in our hearts. And as I said to a sister, we have a reservation in heaven. Our name is written in the book of life. We are looking forward to what you have for us in eternity, but God, we're looking forward to today. So right now, Lord, just let us erase all of our troubles from our heart and our mind, and just let you fill us with your healing power, with your grace, and with your mercy and your forgiveness. We love you, worship and adore you. Have your way now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Make us a great church, Lord.
Yes.
Make us one in Jesus.
Yes.
Make us all servants of the Most High God.
Amen.
With one goal, and that is to win people to Christ and to feed the flock.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. And all of God's church says,
Amen.
Glory to God. Give God a hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Are you ready to sing? All right, well, let's, if you'd like to follow along on the screen or it's also in your hymn. books on page 150. When we all get to heaven, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Come on up here.
birthday to them, church.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
January the 3rd.
Yeah.
Who is that? She told me last week on the bus, and I told her, I said, you made a mistake. Sister Battle, January 3rd, which will be Tuesday. Let's sing to her.
Happy birthday.
Yes, he is, all the time.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, let's continue worshiping Sister Nikki. Everybody ought to know.
That's right.
Who Jesus is.
If they don't know, we need to tell them.
Yes. Everybody ought to know.
He has risen from the dead. Hold me in love.
For I am a God that is faithful. When you did not see me, my children, I was there all the time. You may not know the plans I have for you. And you may think, saith God, that my plans are to harm you in some way. But I, the Lord God, I want to bless you, my people. My plan for you is to be fruitful and multiply. The very purpose on this earth is to glorify me and to do good works. So do not be afraid. Your fear is separating the perfect love that I have for you. Perfect love, saith the Lord, drives out all fear.
Yes.
Only good things have I planned for you. So do not look behind. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. But know that I, the Lord God, am there. And when you do not feel me and do not see me, do not be afraid, because I am with you, saith the Lord. Even to the end of the age.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, I saw you.
Praise you, Lord.
syllable hatai of Tonkalamia.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Nothing can separate you from my love. My love for you will make you complete, say the Lord. My love is the only pure love.
Yes.
That you will ever experience, say the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for loving us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Great and mighty God. Great and mighty God. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks, Lord. And our faith for you will make us whole. We desire to be made whole. Lord, take the leanness from us. Take the emptiness. Fill the void places in our hearts. Let us walk with power and glorify our Father. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice in this, because you have done great and mighty things. And we give you, Father, all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We are lost. We are empty without you. Oh Lord, protect us from the evil one. For the evil that's all around us, let it shine forth.
Yes, Lord.
Let this be a new day, God. A new day. We proclaim that this day is a new day.
Yes.
This day is a new day. The old things are behind us. We are going to walk.
Yes.
But I proclaim that today is a new day. I claim that this year is going to be the best year for Dickie and me that we've ever seen. Age don't have anything to do with the sickness, don't have anything to do with it. I'm going to walk with God, and God is going to walk with me. And together, we're going to take back what the devil has stolen from this church and from our lives. We claim our children that there's going to be restoration. There's going to be miracles and signs and wonders to follow the believers. I'm telling you right now, it's time for God's people to stand up and to claim what God has given us. He has given us victory. To move and to have our being. And as the Holy Ghost told me to walk around this place, He said, I'm going to feel everything that you walk and make a circle in. So that means that God is going to fill this church. We are going to go forth and see people saved, delivered, and healed. Most of all, we need to see God's people delivered from the spirit of fear and doubt. We're going to walk forward this year. And it's up to us. God's already given to us. Let's walk in it. Yes. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know what I feel? I feel we need to see enemy's camp is under my feet. And those of you that can get up and walk, let's do the old Jericho walk around this church in the name of Jesus.
The power in the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus.
You know, you just got to learn when enough is enough.
Amen. Amen.
You know what? I know most of you raised children, and when they got unruly, there was a time that you just had to do something. You would say, enough is enough. And I'm telling you, enough is enough of being robbed of the blessings of God.
Amen.
I thank God for the victory.
Yes.
I thank you for the victory. We got the victory.
Amen.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus.
The walls have come down.
Yes. Yes. You know, the sun
is going forward, church.
Amen.
You know, some people build walls, but God's good at tearing them down.
Amen.
You know, the enemy likes to build walls between God and us.
Yes.
But I say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Enough.
Amen.
I claim my health.
Yes.
By His stripes we were healed.
Amen.
I'm not going to walk in defeat and say, poor old me. I'm going to say, Satan, you take back. You take back this sickness. It didn't come from God. I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of you, devil. I'm tired of you. I walk in the newness of my health. And as far as my family is concerned, get your dirty hands off of my family. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ on my family. And the Bible says that the blood has never lost its power. I said the blood has never lost its power. And I'm going to walk in that this year. I'm going to walk in the fullness of God. And I'm going to see my God. I'm going to see Him intervene.
Oh,
and I'm going to see the devil put under our feet.
Amen.
So let's walk in it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter. You know what? If we serve God by what we see, then there's no room for faith. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Our faith is what makes us whole.
Amen.
So we don't believe in the things that is happening. But we're looking a little farther out there, and we're seeing the army of God taking care of His people.
Amen.
We may see thousands of the enemy around us, but if you look a little farther, you can see 10,000, you can see 100,000 of God's army taking care of business.
Amen.
I want you to know that we serve a God that is taking care of business.
Amen.
And it's time that we suited up with the armor of God and we stepped into battle. It's time to get out of the first aid tent. It's time to get out there on the front lines and let God fight. Let us go forth in the power and might of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Buck, I want to share with all of you what happened to the first Christian church. You remember when Peter and John were being persecuted and they were told not to speak about Jesus? And they went back to their group. And it says this, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hast said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. Amen. And as Pastor Buck said, said, we need to stand up and go forward in the power of the Spirit and pray, pray, pray without ceasing that more would come into the kingdom of God. Might the Lord give us boldness and might He give us open doors to share the gospel of Christ. Amen.
Amen. 2017 is going to be a great year. I believe in this church is going to be full. Oh man, I just believe it, receive it in church in the name of Jesus. Brother Larry and Brother Dean, would y'all come as we take up the first tithes and offerings of 2017? Brother Lynn, would you bless the offering?
Most Holy Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you give us. Lord, you're so good to us. You're here in front, in the back, in the side, all around us, Lord. You give us your protection and your love. And our chance to give back. We thank you for that opportunity. Bless it. Use it in any way that you do it. And make it grow. We thank you and pray for you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Page 340 in your hymn books. Wonderful Peace.
The Lord has really been dealing with me about what I speak out of my mouth. And sometimes when we're going through something, we have a tendency to be negative. And we say things, we fight back in anger, we just don't handle things like the Lord would like us to handle it. And that song changed my heart, oh God. You know, we can grieve God's heart. He lives in here. And like the Lord, like the song that says, prepare me to be a sanctuary, He wants us to be holy. And so He dwells in here, and we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, but He can't impress enough on me. Don't speak negative things out of your mind, out of your mouth, no matter what you're going through. Confess the Word of God and stand on the Word of God. God gave me a scripture, Brother Lynn preached that one night that verified it. See those things that be not as though they were. If something's in your life that is beating you down, start confessing the Word of God. Don't confess negative things, because Satan will even turn your spouse and you against each other. You'll say things you don't really mean. We need to watch our mouths, what we say this year. We can be blessed. And even though Satan's after us and on our heels, confess good things out of our mouth and stay in the Word of God. We've got the tools to fight the devil with. Hallelujah. We got the Holy Spirit. He says, draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. I'll never leave you, never forsake you. And the message is, God said, He's been with us all this time. We've got to just reach out and grab Him. Hallelujah. He's been with us all this time. But speak positive things, no negative things. Get your mouth. Watch your mouth, because God has really been dealing with me about mine.
Amen.
Very good
word. Amen. Amen. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Brother Vic, can you come up here? How about giving us something here right before I preach? I'll get your mic. You stand right here. Sing us something. I'd like to thank the Lord for this brother right here and his wife. He's worked hard, got the baptistry ready. And I'm going to be the first one baptized. Because I'm the pastor, I can do that. But I want to thank God that God's sending people. Have you noticed the parking lot and the different things? Have you looked around? See, God's doing a great work. And so the last Sunday of this month, if you want to be baptized, our brother right here, since he fixed it and everything, he's going to be doing the baptizing. And you just need to let us know, and he'll have the complete service after the worship and praise that Sunday. So you might say, well, I got baptized when I was a child. That's great. That's wonderful. But I'm making a statement in this church.
Amen.
If I'm going to be your pastor, I want you to know that it's not a part-time job for me. That I'm all in. And I want to just surround you with love and do what God showed me to do in this church. And so I'm going to be baptized. And if you'd like to be baptized to make your statement that you're here and that you're going to be all in, then we got Brother Lewis is going to be baptized. But you might say, well, I can't walk up the steps. No excuse. I've got a lift in there that will take you right up to the baptistry. And so, you know, just let us know. Let us know. And once again, thank you, Brother Big. Give us something so I can get fired up here. I need to get fired up today.
We have gathered in His house. Father, we gather in Your house. Oh Lord, we're assembled here, and we come to worship You. We have
have gathered in your house. Father, gather in your house. Oh Lord, just put a sample here and we come to worship you. Worship your majesty. Lift up your your spirit fill our hearts. Father, spirit fill our hearts. Oh Lord, let us sample here and we come to worship you. So let your spirit fill our hearts.
Father, we'll glorify your name. Yes, Lord, we'll glorify your name.
presence. You know, we just get pressured down. We just get hammered on every side. But when you're in His presence, there is fullness of joy. You know, I can be sick and go to a service, and I won't even think about being sick. Because to be in His presence, sickness has no power.
Amen.
To be in God's presence, depression has no power.
Yes.
Fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Blessed be His name. What a wonderful visit we are having from the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got your Bibles? Let's say it. This is my Bible. I can't do what it says I can do. I will not do what it says I should not do. This word will go deep into my heart. And God will help me to obey. And my life will be changed by this word today. In Jesus' name. Why don't you turn to somebody and say, you know, this is what church should be all about. This is what it should be all about. Brother Earl came with tears in his eyes. And he said, I got to talk to you about something. And with the tears coming down his eyes, he said, I've got a bad report. A colonoscopy showed that I've got bad trouble. 3 days ago, he had a scan, and they found cancer on his liver. And he broke down. You know, the true heart of a church should be when one person suffers, we suffer.
Yes.
The Bible says that God is touched by our infirmities. Why can't we be touched when people in our body of Christ is hurting? He said, I'm all alone. Last Sunday, his daughter-in-law and granddaughter came down from Toronto, Canada, to be with him at Christmas, and they were touched in this church. But he says, I have no one. And I said, Brother Earl, you're wrong. First of all, you got Jesus.
Yeah.
And you've got us here.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Brother Chris, we are the only family that a lot of these people have that come to church. A family that loves, takes care of them, helps them get out of the nursing home, helps them feel like a human being again, coming back to God's house. You know what? We need more people like this in this sanctuary. That's my prayer for this year. Because these people come to church because they want to experience God and to feel His love.
Yes.
You talk about prayer warriors? Right here is prayer warriors. You've got a young man here that is paralyzed on one side. Yet he comes to church and he weeps. He comes to the altar. He can't kneel, but he'll come here. You've got another lady with MS. She'll come. Never misses a service. Never complains. And you've got one that is blind. Never complains. You know, this is what church is all about. And I want to see this church full of little children too. Little children that needs to be taught the things of God. But I told Brother Earl that today we'll bring him up and we'll love him and pray for him. You can't get too much prayer. Some people don't come for prayer because they say, well, I got prayed, and if I come again, people may think I don't have any faith. What's the Bible teach us? Keep praying till you get your answer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to see religion in this church.
No.
I want to see true worship, people that will love Jesus.
Amen.
How many of you know it's a new day? Today's a new day.
Amen.
We woke up this morning feeling fine. This is the first day of the year.
Amen.
A new year, a new day, a new time. Some people say, well, I got to make some resolutions. You don't need to make no resolutions. You ain't going to keep them anyway. But what you do need to make a resolution is, I want to draw nigh to God. The Word of God says if I draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to me. And if I'm close to the Lord, I don't have to worry about these other things. I don't have to worry about my family having trouble. I don't have to worry about finances. I don't have to worry about getting old. I don't have to worry about getting an operation. God is in control, and the closer you get to Him, the more you realize that He is in control of everything that's going on in our life. This is a new day. I come in here, just felt like this is my first day on the job. And it is 2017. If you have your Bibles, I want to speak this morning about the newness of it all. Just not part of things being new, but everything becomes new. God makes everything new, folks. He takes all the old things, the things that has held us back and tied us up and crippled us, He takes all of those things away, and He makes so many new possibilities. You might say, well, I'm in a nursing home. What kind of possibilities do I have? I don't know. Why don't you get close to God and see what He's going to do? I can't tell you what God's going to do for you, because it depends on you. Jesus has already done everything that needed to be done. And we have the Holy Ghost that is leading us and guiding us in all truth and glorifies Jesus with everything. So it's not up to God. God, you know what? We sit back and wait for God to do something. It's time for us to do something. This is a new day. We need to sing a new song. We need to get a new attitude. We need to walk in the fullness of God and realize that if God be for us, who can be against us? I want to walk in the newness of all of it.
Amen.
Of all of it. A couple of years ago, I thought I was at the peak of everything, and I was going to be able to have retirement time and be able to enjoy this and enjoy that. And you know, it was like God was saying, what are you putting a limit on me and what I can do in your life? And just a few months later, here I am in Jacksonville trying to find a temporary board and getting the checking account started for the church. See, it's all new. And listen, we've got a new thing going on here.
Amen.
We really do. You know, there's no power struggles, no climbing on top of each other to get somewhere. You know what? The greatest job you can have in this church is to be a servant. What can you do in this church? You can be a servant. And you know, being a servant, God shows you things that you can do to make a difference. I can tell you what we need in this church, but I really don't know what we need in this church. It's God's church. He knows what He wants here. And He wants people that will serve and be obedient to make this a great place to come. A great place. If you have your Bibles, we'll go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. Father, I only accept the responsibility of your word today. I know it's going to make a difference in a lot of our lives. Some will receive and some won't. That always happens. But Your word will not return void. And my little tiny effort, God, in getting this message up is it's all been through you. So have your way, Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see, God is saying you can talk a good talk, but people will know you by your walk. And if you say that you have received Jesus into your heart and you live in the same ungodly way as you did before, then that makes you a liar, doesn't it? Or God's the liar, one of the two, because God says if anyone be in Christ, he's a new person. There is a newness there. There's an excitement. And Pastor Nikki, I tell you, every day me and you pray before we get out of bed, each day is a new beginning. But if you wake up and you start saying, oh, I've got to do this, got to do that, and this and that, you're already defeated. Your day, you might as well stay in bed because Satan's going to have a field day with you. Every day is a new day. And the possibilities of Christ working in your life is endless. God can use us old people. Yes, He can. And will use us. So if you're in Christ, you need to know who you are. You're a new person. The old things are passed away. The old things that had drug you down, the old habits that was destroying you, giving your witness, those things are behind you. It's time to reach forward to the blessings of God and see what the Lord will do. You know, people can say, I'm a changed person. But if there's no change, then they are just talking through both sides of their mouth. And a person that really wants to change, the only thing that can change his life is to look to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ changes lives. People don't change people's lives. And so Paul said, if you're in Christ, you're a new person. And this is a new day, the first day of a new year. So all things are new for us today. Jesus, use me. Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there is a work that I can do. I'm excited. 2017, I don't know what God's got, but it's going to be better than it was last year because God does not work backwards in your life. He's moving us forward. And it's time for us to say, this is a new day, and I want to walk on higher ground. I'm tired of walking down in the sewer pit of this world and all the things around me that don't amount to a hill of beans. People are so busy going nowhere. People are so busy trying to do things that just don't matter. The only thing that matters is for you and me to be in Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Can I get a witness in this place? Romans 6:4. It's time for us to put the old things away. The things that are not working in our life. The relationships that we're having with people that's not going anywhere. Those relationships that's pulling and dragging things out of your life and makes you empty. It's time to sever those relationships. Can I get a witness? You know the old saying, if you lay down with the dog, you're going to have a couple fleas on you. And if someone is continually dragging you down, and there's no change, and you prayed, and this person has no heart to change, it's time to break off that relationship and get it hang around people that's excited about Jesus. People that through the power of the Holy Ghost will build you up and not tear you down to be nothing. You're not a dog, and anybody that treats you like a dog, you need to sever that relationship. Have no idea what I'm talking about. But God, thank you for that witness. Romans 6 and 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I've been redeemed. Oh, I've been born again. My life belongs to Jesus Christ. And the power of God is in me to do the right thing. It's time that us Christians start doing the right thing and walk in that newness of life. God's got exciting plans for us. Each and every one of us. And Paul says, listen, we was buried with Jesus Christ by baptism into death. But the wonderful part about it, Christ was raised from the dead. So that means that the resurrection power is in you and I. That we can be raised from sin into the newness of life. That we can make a difference. Somebody said, well, there's no sense. There's really no sense. Nobody will ever know. Who am I to make just a little bit of difference? It don't matter. Yes, it does. Your life does matter. And you representing Jesus Christ does matter. And if you help one person in your lifetime to escape eternity in hell, then it was worth it all. Sometimes you can't see the results of living a godly life, being a testimony for the Lord. But people are looking for something that's real. Something that lasts further than a Sunday morning service. But on Monday morning you wake up and you say, this is a new day. Tuesday morning you wake up. Glory to God, this is a new day. The Bible says that God's compassion is renewed every day. You don't have to wait till Sunday to get your fix. You can get your fix laying right there in that bed. And I found out how to get my thrill. It wasn't on Blueberry Hill, but it was on my knees before my Heavenly Father and telling Him that I need Him for the day, that I know that there's going to be things to come at me, and I need the power of God to overcome. And the Word says that I am an overcomer because Jesus overcame the world. Isaiah 43:19. Lord, I just thank you that I feel something new going on in my spirit this morning. I felt it when you woke me up. Last night I said, well, I ain't going to get but about 6 hours sleep. I didn't think nothing about it when I was drinking and smoking dope and running around and staying up all night and then getting 1 hour sleep or get home in time, take a shower and then go to work. Didn't bother me a bit. Well, I had a great time last night. Boy, I was certainly fooled, wasn't you?
Yeah.
I was certainly fooled. You know, we have to watch out because without the newness of life, we get used to the sin that abounds around us. And then we start compromising our walk with God because the people around us are not walking with the Lord and we feel pretty silly. But I want to tell you something. You will feel so good that you stand up for Jesus and you've got a sincere heart in doing the right thing. And you will be the testimony of the power of God that we have been set free from the powers of darkness. That we are free. We are free indeed. Jesus, the Son of the living God, our Messiah, our soon coming King, has set us free. And we can walk in the newness each and every day. Woo! Glory to God! Isaiah 43:19. God is speaking. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Now listen, he didn't say it'll be next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. He said, I do a new thing now. Now. Let's all say now.
Now.
Now it shall spring forth. It's already springing forth this morning. If you have your mindset and you put on the mind of Christ, you are feeling something happening to you in your spirit. And all the things that the chains are being broke, The chains are falling to the ground, and we are being set free. Things are going to be new. They're going to be exciting. They're going to be wonderful. And through our sickness, through your operations, through the pain, you're going to see God work in your life, and there ain't nothing no better than that. There ain't nothing no better than God working in a person's life, and you fully trusted in Him. So God said, I do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? God's going to show you. He'll do a new thing. Get serious with God, because He's serious about you. Amen? God is serious. He loves us. He's given us all that anyone could possibly give. Are we going to accept it and walk in it? Or are we going to be satisfied to live a ho-hum life for God in 2017? I'll tell you what, I choose to receive God's new thing in my life for this year. I make that choice. Here it is, Lord, pour it on me. I'm yours. Bought and paid for by the blood, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the return of our soon coming King. This, by the way, 2017 may be the year that the Father has chose to end all of this. This may be our last year to do what we know to do with all of our heart, body, soul, and mind. And this may be the year, if it's not the rapture, it may be the year God's chose to take you or me home. Amen? Well, don't scare me like that. If you're scared, you need to have a closer walk with the Lord. We don't walk scared of dying. Paul, with all confidence and boldness, said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He said, I'd love to just go on and do it. But he said, it's more needful I stay here and help you get your faith built up in the powerful one, the Holy One of Israel. Glory to God. He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness. How many of you has been walking through a wilderness in 2016? I'm going to raise my hand. Buddy, I tell you what, there have been times when I wanted a drink of water and I didn't see an oasis anywhere. And I didn't feel God. And I said, well, Lord, have I done something wrong? No. Those are the times you grow. Those are the times that tells you who you are in Christ Jesus. Father God said, I'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, some of you are facing some of the most hardest decisions that you've ever made. You're going to have to make them this year. And some of you, I'm sad to say, will not make a decision, and life will go on like it's been going. But I know that in 2017, God does not want any of our lives to go on like it did last year. Yeah. A new thing is springing forth. Yeah. And I want to jump in the river, don't you?
Yes.
Some people condemn people that want to get under the spout till the glory comes out. But I say, I got my mouth wide open. God, let her run. Yes, sir. Amen. I want to get under the spout. I want to find that river in the desert. Amen.
Amen.
Today, God has spoke to us over and over, and through the message in tongues the last month or so, God has told us He's going to do a new thing, didn't He, Sister Donnie?
Amen.
My wonderful interceder right there.
That's right.
God has been telling us. He's not keeping a secret. He is going to do a new thing. He's not hiding it from us. He's just saying, I'm going to do it. And it's in the book of Isaiah, He said, I will do a new thing and it's going to spring forth. And you're going to know about it.
Amen?
Amen? You're going to know about it. Let's go to Revelation 21 and 5. Revelation 21 and 5.
Greg.
Would you play something for us? Let's back up to the fourth verse. This has always been one of my favorite scriptures. Sister Sissy, this has really been a blessing, this scripture to me. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. God's going to get us through every trouble. And one day, instead of being in front of us or on us, it'll be behind us. No crying. Brother Earl, I wiped your tears a while ago, but God's going to do the real thing. He's going to wipe away the tears. And he that sat upon the throne, fifth verse said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. This is true and faithful, these words in this Bible. Amen. God's trying to encourage us today. All these things you've been fighting that you can't seem to get through, God says he's going to do a new thing. Amen. I don't know how many of you are just really struggling. But I believe today that God wants to set you free and do a new thing. Some of you don't know what it's like to walk in fullness of joy. God wants to do that for you today. Some of you have not spent a pain-free day in your body in a long time. God wants to do a new thing. God is saying to me, to someone, and you'll know right now through my words, someone is breaking your heart to the point that you just don't know what you're going to do. Someone that's so dear to your heart is using you for their own benefit. And this person, you've been thinking that they're going to change, but they're not going to change. You're the one that's going to have to do something. God is going to get a hold of them in a way that could be frightening. But God wants you to know, if you're willing, that he'll do a new thing in your life today. I want to get Brother Vic to come, and we're going to pray for you. If you want to come up here, God's going to do a new thing in your life, Avis. You come up here because you've got a longing in your heart. You've got a longing and you have a desire in you. And God's going to do a new thing in your life. I want you to come right now. Don't wait. Don't wait. It ain't going to change unless you make a move. If you don't make a move, then you're saying, I'm willing to accept things the way they are. And if you're willing to accept things as they are, nothing will come become new in your life. This morning, changes are going to be made. Things are going to be made new, and you're going to be made whole. And listen, you went to all the trouble to come up here, and you come up here for something. Now, when you leave, you believe that you received it, and you don't go out that door doubt. Hallelujah. I need some people to pray. Larry, where you at? Nancy, I need you up here to pray with the ladies. Amen. God is calling upon us to make decisions. He didn't say it would be easy. He just said, I'll be with you. Amen. Oh, Sister Sissy, God's got a new thing for you and Brother Ben this year. Glory to God. We are not washed up, none of us. We are not washed up, washed out. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Vic. Honey Bee, God's going to do a new thing. They say you've got all hunters to mention, but I say that God's going to do a new thing in your life. Amen. This is a new day. Pastor Nikki, this is a new day.
Amen.
Amen. We have a new hope. A new Darlene, what are you doing sitting back there? I need you up here praying. Well, I tell you what, y'all just got into God's heart by coming up here.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless your heart.
How awesome is your presence.
Bless your heart. Thank you, God. There's so many, Brother Vic. You just pick somebody out, Brother.
Lord, so by your grace and mercy.
Carol, God's got a new thing for you.
Holy,
you hear me? God's got something new for you. And it's not something to tear you down, it's something to build you up. Whatever it may be, I don't know what it's talking about. Yes. My Father's house would be a house of prayer. Look at this. Thank you, God. Pastor Nikki, I need you to come. God put it in my heart for you to pray with Sister Lynn and for Carol.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Gene, come up here and let me pray with you.
Thank you for the new thing that's coming into our lives. Father God,
thank you, Lord.
We're tired of those things. Those are behind us. And in Jesus' mighty name,
thank you, Lord.
The door is open this year.
Thank you, God.
All the goodness of the Lord has come.
Gene, I'm praying to you right now.
So in Jesus' holy name,
Lord, thank you for Gene. Thank you for this man. And Lord, I pray it'll be a good year for him. I pray that you'll touch him and supply the needs that he has. And I pray that he can feel the newness and the love that you have for him. Bless Jim, Lord, as only you can. Love him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother, and for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, for me.
Thank you, Father God.
Lord, and you're giving him my power.
Thank you, Lord.
A little bit more for him to step into this newness of life, Father God.
And he brought him great
strength that he needs to fight the enemy.
Father,
because the enemy would rather keep him.
This is your handmaid.
Jesus might have been to claim him back.
Lord,
so Father,
we can't say what's
in our heart.
We
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Walk in the newness of life, brother.
Lord, I ask you to touch him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, also for my sister. And the things she's going through right now, Lord God, only you can see. Only you know her mind,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And you put your spirit all in her, Father God. And strengthen her, Father God. Give her all
the word you say. A new thing, and we're going to walk.
There's no denying.
Can you see me?
You. What you want.
Glory!
Oh,
my. Audrey can see me this morning. Oh, my word. Oh, Jesus, you're wonderful. Oh, Audrey. We celebrate that. You look great. Oh,
Holy Spirit.
Praise God. I can see me this morning. Praise God, Aubrey can see me this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Love you, man.